This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arakel. History has been created in the assembly elections in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu. While the Bharatiya Janata Party has secured overwhelming mandate in West Bengal and set to form government in the state, for the first time, debutant Tamilaga Vetri Karagam or TVK has emerged as largest party in Tamil Nadu. Meanwhile, Assam and Puducherry have re-elected its outgoing governments, while the Congress-led UDF has come to power in Kerala. In West Bengal, the BJP has won 206 seats to secure more than two-thirds majority in the assembly, ending the TMC 15-year rule. Out of the 293 assembly seats, results have been declared for 292 constituencies. In Tamil Nadu, actor-turned-politician Vijay's party, Tamilaga Vetri Karagam, TVK, has created history, emerging as the single largest party after winning 108 seats in the first election contested after its formation. In Assam, the ruling BJP-led NDA has secured a historic third consecutive term, surpassing the 64-seat majority mark in the 126-member assembly. In Kerala, the Congress-led UDF has clinched a decisive win, while the Congress won 63 seats, its ally IUML added 22, giving the alliance a dominant edge across the state. In Puducherry, the NDA has regained power, securing a comfortable majority of 18 in the 30-member house. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called the BJP's victory historic and unprecedented and expressed gratitude to the people and party workers of West Bengal, Assam, Puducherry, Tamil Nadu and Kerala. Addressing party workers at BJP headquarters in Delhi last evening after poll results, the Prime Minister said that BJP NDA governments are in power in more than 20 states. He said BJP's mantra is citizen is God and party is dedicated to serving the people. He added that people are therefore placing more and more trust in the party.
Jai Parajay Loktantra aur Chunavi Rajniti ka ek swabhavik hissa hota hai. Lekin 5 pradeshon ki janta ne pure vishw ko dikhaya hai ki ye hamara Bharat mother of democracy kyon hai. Loktantra democracy hamare liye sirf ek tantra nahi hai. Ye hamari ragon mein daudta hua sanskar hai. सिर्फ भारत का लोकतंत्र ही नहीं जीता है, भारत का संविधान भी जीता है.
In Bihar, 12 people lost their lives in separate incidents of storm, rain and lightning yesterday. 5 deaths were reported from East Champaran district, 4 from Aurangabad and 3 from Gaya district. Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary has expressed deep grief over the incidents. He has directed that an ex gratia amount of 4 lakh rupees each be provided to the next of kin of the deceased. Vietnam President Tho Lam is arriving at Gaya in Bihar today on a 3-day state visit to India. He is being accompanied by a high-level delegation comprising several ministers and senior officials of the government along with a strong business delegation. He will arrive in New Delhi later in the day. A large fire broke out at the Fujairah Oil Industry Zone yesterday after what authorities described as a drone attack originating from Iran. It is the first such strike to cause significant damage on UAE soil since a ceasefire took hold last month. Civil defense teams were deployed immediately to contain the blaze, with 3 Indian nationals reported to have sustained moderate injuries and been taken to hospital. 2 Indian journalists have won the prestigious Pulitzer Prize for an art reporting project exposing cybercrime in India. Anand R.K. and Suparna Sharma, along with Natalie Obiko Pearson, were announced as the winners in the illustrated reporting and commentary category for the report they produced for Bloomberg. In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 6 wickets in Mumbai last night. Today, Delhi Capitals and Chennai Super Kings will clash in Delhi at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.